from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Talk. These days, my biggest concern is inflation.
About what matters the most.
I worry about unemployment.
Hear about it first.
A brand new Trump economic boom.
An opportunity economy.
Talk about it now.
The Sky gets it right.
Now. Right. Right.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. We made it to Thursday. Can we keep it going? I think so.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm optimistic. That's how we roll here.
Mr. Sunshine, we call him off the air.
It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, of course. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
6:08, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Quick reminder, subscribe to the Bob Rose Podcast. Got everything. Everybody on it, every minute. Bob Rose Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, subscribe. The big story, of course, unfortunately, is the Appalachian High School shooting. In Georgia, you've got four dead, two 14-year-olds, two math teachers, a male and a female, adult teachers. Another one of these tragedies. And, of course, politically, the first thing that Democrats do, Kamala and Joe, start running and talking about the ridiculousness called gun control. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to go through all the how ineffective it is and how areas with the most anti-gun laws are the ones that seem to suffer the most. Chicago is, of course, an example. He's 14 years old, the alleged shooter. 14.
Oh.
He cannot buy a gun legally anywhere in the United States of America. Not anywhere. He's 14. So you tell me what exactly the gun control law that would alleviate the possibility of this occurring in the future. What if he used a car? He's not old enough to have a driver's license and ran kids over.
Would they have called for car control?
No.
No.
They would have said he took something that's normally used for transportation, like a tool, and misused it and abused it to harm kill others.
But see, that would be logical thinking.
And then the other thing is, you know, this will garner a ton of media attention. Isn't that exactly what these individuals who are a little off, a little sick, isn't that part of what they crave?
Yeah.
Isn't that why they do what they do and how they do it? Nobody can, I mean, it's hard to turn away when you think about, and there was 9 other people that went to area hospitals that were wounded as well. So don't forget about that. But these kind of individuals, yeah, they want to be known for it. Even though some know it's like going to be in posterity.
Oh, yeah.
But this kid is, he's still around because school resource officers reacted quickly and were able to stop him. So what are we going to do? Rehash the whole thing over again? This will get way too much media attention.
Yeah.
Why didn't fentanyl get this kind of attention? How many kids were dying of fentanyl? Illegal drugs are illegal. We already have all the laws. Is that part of it? Or because it leads back to the border? What about the crimes against children committed by illegal aliens? It would seem to me that those might be things that you could help prevent or at least push the odds higher in the favor of safety by, I don't know, secure borders, for instance. That would stop the fentanyl. That would stop the illegals. You've got gangs now in the streets, armed.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, doesn't take away the seriousness of it, of course. Do they have metal detectors at the school? Have they taken all the safety, you know, options that they possibly can? I mean, apparently, I think the classroom, according to one report that he went back into, the alleged shooter, like he was out and then he knocked on the door to get back in. It was locked. You know, so they opened the door for him. Then he came in and shot people.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's like you can have these safety things up. Oh, we keep the doors locked. We do this. We do that. But you have to follow through with it. You have to be vigilant. You have to do it every day. And then even then, is it going to prevent somebody at some point doing exactly what he did? No. You can't prevent all bad things from happening in a country that's essentially free. That's one of the drawbacks is, you know, because you can't control, because not everybody wants to be controlled, but because you can't control everybody, you're going to have these anomalies or outliers or whatever you want to call them. Because thousands, you know, well, actually millions of kids go to school every day and never face that kind of thing and will never face it throughout their lifetimes. So you have to give everything that you look at now has to have some real perspective. And what did I ask a long time ago? Are they looking at the mental health of the individual? I mean, their whole past, their whole timeline of growing up. Gather information. Did they suffer from some form of mental illness? What was it? Were they on medication? How many different medications? How long were they on the medications? Were they off them at the time? All of these things, that's actually real, actionable information you can use. Have you known them to do that? Have you known them to release these things? I know the HIPAA, medical records and all that, but something needs to be waived when it's in the commission of, you know, heinous capital crime.
Agreed.
And I'm not going to go too far out here, but are pharmaceutical companies not wanting to, you know, participate? And I'm just asking the question. Because it would seem like we would maybe have at least a few more answers. But here's the one that is really going to, it's really going to push your buttons.
Uh-oh.
He was on the FBI's radar. He was on the FBI's radar a year ago.
Wow.
So similar to that Stoneman Douglas thing, right, where law enforcement and others have been called on a regular basis, the FBI was made aware of the suspected school shooter back in 2023 during the course of investigating the sources of online threats. The FBI, in a joint statement with the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, revealed, I don't even want to say his name. I mean, that's what he wants.
Yeah, don't have to.
That he was on law enforcement's radar more than a year before this shooting occurred. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution noted in May of 23, the FBI's National Threat Operations Center received several anonymous tips about online threats to commit a school shooting. Do we not have the apparatus to track that down? The FBI? I mean, you didn't get one report. You didn't get two. You received several. So there's a lot of areas that we need to look at where we can do better next time. Hate to say it, to prevent a next time.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got Carl Zalek on the show, Mark Herm on the show, State Senator Blaze Ingolia. So we've got a lot of folks lined up. There's other topics that we're going to talk about as well. I can promise you that. So stay with us. It is 6:16. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.